Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Right-hander Ryan Nelson took the mound for Arizona in the top of the first inning. Fernando Tatis Jr. hit a leadoff double. Luis Arraez was next.
Here's the 0-1. Arraez swings again. Lines it into center. Thomas comes in. Now he's got to go back. Fernando going to tag right in his face. Second to third. The throw. Not in time. Now it kicks away into foul territory. Fernando's on his way. He's going to score. Ugly from the D-backs. The pitcher Nelson was backing up third in foul territory, and he just didn't display a lot of urgency to go get the baseball. Fernando had the play in front of him, and he just kept on coming. It's 1-0.
So the Padres got a gift, not a great throw, not a great play by Suarez at third base. It was an unearned run against Ryan Nelson, but the Padres would take it. They had a 1-0 lead after the first inning. In the bottom of the second, Stephen Kolek took the mound after a scoreless opening frame. It was Josh Naylor who led off.
From the Guardians by the Diamondbacks in a late December trade. He swings at the first pitch and hammers it to right. Fernando at the wall, leaps up, can't get it. It's a home run. First pitch, second inning for Josh Naylor, and he takes Stephen Kolek out. That'll tie the game 1-1.
A home run for Naylor. We were still tied at one in the third. Kolek got the first two outs. He then struck out Corbin Carroll on what would have ended the inning, but a pass ball by Elias Diaz allowed Carroll to reach. That was costly because Kolek then walked Ketel Marte, and then Geraldo Perdomo bounced a single through the infield. Carroll scored, and the D-backs had a 2-1 lead. It was still 2-1. Going bottom five, it was Corbin Carroll who led off.
1-0, and Carroll hits it in the air the other way, deep to left field. Wade is back. He is on the warning track. He is at the wall. He jumps, and it's going to go. Home run, Corbin Carroll. Just over the fence into the first row. Tyler Wade went back, made a great effort, couldn't make the catch. 20th of the season for Corbin Carroll, and the Arizona lead is now 3-1.
The trouble continued for Kolek. A single, a double, a sac fly for Josh Naylor made it 4-1. An RBI single from Lourdes Gurriel Jr. made it a 5-1 game. All in all, three runs in the bottom half of the fifth inning for Arizona. They jumped out to a 5-1 lead through five. Kolek was done after four innings and a third. He gave up five runs, four earned. Ryan Nelson was done after five innings. He allowed just the one unearned run. Padres bullpen, to their credit tonight, they kept it in range, but the D-backs bullpen also threw up zero. Kyle Backus got four outs. Juan Murillo got two. Sean Reynolds pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless. Wandy Peralta pitched the scoreless seventh inning. D-backs still led 5-1. Going to the eighth inning, Ryan Thompson pitched the scoreless top half. David Morgan did the same for the Padres in the bottom half to give the Padres a puncher's chance in the top of the ninth inning. But it was Shelby Miller who retired the side in order to end this ball game. The final score, the D-backs 5 and the Padres 1. Final totals here tonight for Arizona: 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for San Diego, 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher here tonight was Ryan Nelson, who improves to 3-2. Stephen Kolek took the loss. He's 3-2. The Padres dropped to 38-30. Diamondbacks improved to a game over 500 at 35-34.